TV latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from Steve Bruce. He's revealed that he's looking to add 3 or 4 quality players to his Newcastle squad during the summer transfer window. Bruce currently in his first season in charge of Newcastle after taking over from Rafa Benitez last summer. He's had varying success in the transfer market so far over the 2 transfer windows. As Magpies chief, the 59-year-old has brought in 8 players, which included a club record £40 million deal for Joe Linton, but he's only scored 1 Premier League goal. However, the arrival of French flyer Alan Saint-Maximin has gone against the Joe Linton deal, and he has impressed. Speaking to the Telegraph, Bruce said, "The plan is to grow and improve. We will add 3 or 4 quality players in the summer to the experience core that we have got. Players like Miguel Almiron and Alan Saint-Maximin, who everybody can see have improved us. We have identified transfer targets, and when this blows over, we will make the moves to get them. We know what we need," he said. It's thought that Bruce is targeting a left-back, central midfielder, winger and striker to bolster his squad. Because Newcastle are the joint lowest scorers in the Premier League this season, alongside Norwich with just 25 goals, so more firepower is needed. It's thought, meanwhile, that Jetro Williams, who joined on a season-long loan from Eintracht Frankfurt last summer, Newcastle are going to activate the option to buy him for £10 million. And more on Williams now, because there have been some reports recently that his knee injury was worse than first feared and he might not play again this year. However, there have been some latest comments coming in from Williams, reported by the Chronicle. And Williams said, "My injury was supposedly worse than expected, but what nonsense, I don't know where that came from. Maybe someone in these times of no news are going to invent it," he said. "I was disappointed with that. It was heavy enough that I had suffered such an injury and had a long recovery, and then such a nonsense message comes over from so-called reliable sources." Williams went on to say, "This injury is not going to take a year." So good news on Williams. He should be back, hopefully, at some point in 2020. That's all for now. We'll have more later.